Rookie Runs. Good morning with a KUAC UConn Quest update. I'm Dan Bross. The final mushers in the 2020 Quest are arriving at Whitehorse, and that includes this year's three first-time competitors. Nora Schelin of Sweden crossed the finish line in Whitehorse in seventh place yesterday, making her this year's top rookie. As KUAC's Lex Trinan reports, Schelin is not your typical Quest musher.
If you heard Nora Schelin's interview at the finish of the UConn Quest, you might think that the whole race for her was a 12-day-long practical joke. Here she is talking about her expectations before the race.
I didn't read the trail report very well beforehand, which I should have had. So I had to ask all the other musters, was like, where's this summit and what's coming up next? So yeah, I didn't do that.
Or here she is when asked what she learned during the Quest, her first 1,000-mile race.
I need to pack more socks because I sweat a lot more than I thought.
And here she is talking about her last run into Whitehorse.
I had one planned stop those 3 hours I took because I felt like the whole run was too far for my dogs. And then after the bridge there, it was I got a bit off the trail and the sled got stuck and I have it laid in heat and the males got very interested. So and yeah, I sorted that out and then I needed to take the booties off because it was really wet. And then they were napping. So I'm like, well, I'm going to give them 40 minutes and some snacks. And we did that. And then we had a really nice run coming in.
On the surface, it makes her look like a bit of an amateur. But in fact, Schelin is experienced and professional. She's run the 750-mile Finnmarksloppet, Europe's longest sled dog race, and she manages a kennel in Norway. She also ran a great rookie race to finish in seventh. And she clearly finished with her dogs in top shape as they eagerly barked in the finish chute. The 31-year-old said she invested thousands of dollars to send her dogs from Sweden four at a time, the maximum that's allowed by airlines. Earlier in the race, she joked that she didn't want to make a budget because she was too afraid to look at her finances. Maybe she'd have a look at the end of the summer, she said. If her results weren't enough, a man with a bit of credibility in dog mushing these days seconded the fact that Nora Schelin is no joke.
Nora has been the best handler I've ever had in all of my time.
As you may have guessed, that's Brent Sass, the winner of the 2020 UConn Quest. Sass says that Schelin was a handler for him about 5 years ago.
She was persistent. She got in touch with me and said, I want to come over to Alaska and be a handler. And I already had a couple handlers and I didn't know if I needed help. And she just kept sending emails. And finally I was like, okay, you can come. And it was the best decision I ever made.
And Sass said Schelin helped him achieve his first major victory.
She was a handler in 2015 for me when we won the first time. And she played a huge role in our victory that year. She's the hardest working handler, best attitude you could possibly have. And I think she showed that out on the Quest Trail this year, you know.
The Quest champ was there to cheer her on as she came through the finish chute. And it wasn't only because of his respect for the young musher. He also had lent Schelin some of his dogs, bringing their connection to a full circle.
That's why it was so fun. She has a dog that she raised when she was at my kennel that she got to run in her race this year. So, and now I'm going to take her on Iditarod. So it's going to be, it's awesome.
And someday, Sass said that he wants to bring that connection to a full circle in a different way, by running the Finnmarksloppet in Schelin's home territory.
I'm definitely going to go over there and, with her over there and a bunch of other friends that I already have, it's definitely one of my goals to get over there and run a race.
Do you have any timeline on that? Or?
3 years. In the next 3 years, that's our goal.
And in that race, he might have some more competition from Schelin on her home turf. After all, she's no joke.
She's like,
no, Nora. She's like the snoozer in the group. She's like, five more minutes.
Reporting at the finish of the UConn Quest Trail in Whitehorse, I'm Lex Trinan.
That was a good show.
Fellow Quest rookie Pat Nodden is expected into Whitehorse next. He and veteran racer Rob Cook are making their way along the final 100 miles of trail between the Braeburn checkpoint and Whitehorse. The only other musher still in this year's Quest, rookie Olivia Shank-Neff, is headed toward Braeburn. I'm Dan Bross.